All right.
This is The Closet Geek, episode 62, for November 13th, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek, and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hello, and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out. The podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your co-host, Ryan Ricks, and with me is Barry, Michael, and John.
Woo!
Yeah!
Hey, go Ryan. All right, Ryan just took that by the reins.
Something new. You're coming in a little hot, Mike. Coming a little hot.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So, hey guys, welcome. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Very good.
So,
am I still coming in hot?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
There.
Tone it down. All right. Let's go to our first segment of the show.
I'm sitting here at my...
Oh.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Fine. No small talk.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Okay. None.
Skip right to
it. All right. Right into it.
Skip to the end.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment of the show where we talk about things that we did geeky throughout the week, the things that we can recommend to you guys, and the things that we love and enjoy. So maybe we could do small talk now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So never mind. John, what'd you do geeky this week?
Well, anybody that follows the Closet Geek on Facebook knows, or anybody that may have listened to us last week knows that we were all getting ready and preparing to play a round of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah.
So we figured that we could try to do it over Skype, and it actually worked out really well.
I thought it worked well. We succeeded.
I think that it was good. I was wondering if my wife and I could have two different Skype broadcasts at the same time, but I saw that Barry and his wife did just one Skype, and they just sat next to each other.
Right.
I don't know if my wife's going to want to sit next to me for D&D, but I saw that worked, and the bandwidth was not overtaxed.
Right, because there was only just the four. Yeah, but it worked out really well, and we were able to communicate without any problems. And see, the nice thing about 5th edition is that it kind of goes back to a little bit more old school, where it's not so reliant on maps and miniatures like 3.5 and
4th edition, yeah.
Especially 4th edition. But 3.5 is pretty heavy into miniatures as well. And so we just did it old school, like 2nd edition, where it was all in the theater of the mind.
In your imagination.
That's right. So we didn't have...
Although we did, Michael and I, Ryan, this is Ryan. took advantage, just in case you don't know, took advantage of Skype's ability to share screens. And
yes.
During the adventure, I would jump on Google and find something that was appropriate to the theme of what was going on, whether it be a band of goblins or a dark cave with a stream.
Yeah, well, and
pop that up on the screen.
And Crystal, my wife, really... appreciated that, actually. She thought that added definitely a good element to it.
Yeah
it gets everybody picturing the same thing.
So we so that was a lot of fun. So I'm planning on trying to take advantage of that more now that I know that kind of thing works. But I was the dungeon master for the session, and so I got to kind of run things on my end, and the four of us were playing, but then also Barry's wife was playing, and Michelle's wife will play, but she was
Michelle's wife.
Michelle,
awesome.
I mean Ryan's wife.
Sweet, I'm now polygamous.
Um, But she was away. But and then my daughter Natalie was playing with us, and yeah, so there was 7 party members. So it did get, but it still seemed to run pretty smoothly, even though there were 7.
Nice. We managed to handle all the creatures with relative ease. However, I still died.
No, I
not yeah. from creatures.
Ryan, Ryan's character was the wizard of the group,
and he almost died.
And so he just could not make a savings throw to save his life.
Oh,
literally,
my gosh, this D20 that I have is horrible. And I thought you know, I'll Google how to load a die, you know, in the oven where you can melt it. And I thought that would be cool, but it doesn't really work for a 20-sided die. Because
there's too many
low numbers around it. There's a 6, an 8, and a 2. And so your chances of getting that with a loaded die are like 50%.
Did you honestly put it in the microwave?
Shush.
that's hilarious.
The urban myth lives.
That's so,
so
funny.
It doesn't work for a 20-sided die.
It backfired.
Well, the die was already horrible. I don't know if it backfired.
Yeah. It's cursed.
So so what did you guys think of the 5th edition system overall?
It runs very smooth.
It was awesome. It reminds me of the old school editions from the 80s.
Yeah.
Right.
I was really surprised at how quickly
the
combat
the
went, even though we had 7 people.
Well, I think it really helps that you don't have to worry about moving your miniature on the map every time it's your turn.
Right.
I find that because I also play a Pathfinder group, and so we use, you know, maps and miniatures and that. And that was one that was one thing that I was like, how's that going to work? But then when I saw that the way that 5th edition kind of handled their system, you can still do maps and miniatures.
Sure, it opens it up for that.
But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Right.
So it makes it work a lot. Like Ryan was saying, like good old 2nd edition.
Yeah. It feels a lot like 2nd edition the way it runs with a little feel of 3.0 and in it.
Yeah.
I think miniatures would be awesome if we could all be around the same table.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe if you know, once we get together again sometime, we'll pull out the D&D and actually play for real.
When we have family reunions, we'll have something to do at night.
That's right.
There you go.
Just like
we didn't, like we didn't have anything to do last time.
Yeah, that's true. I know, right? Cool.
But other than the D&D, didn't really do a whole lot. I did finish the last Dresden Files,
because you said you were reading that.
Yeah, Skin Jobs was the last book that he's put out, and so I'm all caught up with the whole Dresden series. And from what I understand, he is currently going to be working on Jim Butcher, the author, is going to be working on a new steampunk series.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
Interesting.
And so he's kind of taking a break from Dresden for a little bit.
If it's as good as his other 2 series, I'm going to read it.
Yeah, he did the Codex Arcana. Is that what it was called?
The Furies of Alara. The Codex of Alara.
It was a fantasy series that he did. And that one was really, I really liked that series.
That's actually, one of my favorite series I've read recently.
Yeah, so the new it's called the Cinder Spires is going to be I don't know if that's the name of the series or if that's the title of the first book in this steampunk series that he's working on, but that's the next novel that he's going to be releasing is the Cinder Spires. And so so now I have to figure out, okay, what do I want to read now?
Yeah. You know, I believe Brandon Mole's next book for the Sky Raiders series is out.
It's coming out next week.
Oh, next week. I knew it was coming up close here. Uh-oh. So I'll have to snag that. Barry and I like that series.
Yeah.
I don't know when the next Brandon Sanderson novel is Firefight, right?
Technically it's his next, it's Legion Skin Deep. That comes out this month. That's his sequel to his novella, Legion. Yeah, but this one,
which I really loved.
But this one's a full-length novel.
Oh, okay.
And Firefight comes out in January.
Oh, I see.
January.
So I did actually get all caught up on Gotham.
As of this week?
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
Well, no, I didn't watch this week's episode with the Black Mask. I didn't. But I did get all caught up, and it did get better. I really don't like the Fish Mooney character.
Oh, don't worry, she's
You're
gonna
not
die.
Supposed
she's,
to.
She's a one season character.
Yeah, I'm sure she's gonna be, you know, because obviously, you know, she can't be that big of a character in the ongoing.
You're not supposed to like
world, but
she's temporary.
No, but I mean, I understand that you're not supposed to like her because she's the villain, but I just don't like the character.
Well, yeah, they haven't tried to develop her at all.
Yeah, I understand that Gotham is, you know, supposed to be, you know, gritty and decadent and every, but she kind of takes it like one step further, and I'm like, I don't know, it kind of detracts, in my opinion, it kind of detracts from the story, because it's almost like Fox felt like they had to put, like, sex into the series in order for it to appeal to a certain demographic. No, I'm not talking about the act. I'm not talking about the act of sex. I'm just talking about.
I don't see any kind
of
sex appeal or anything.
No way.
So.
Well, but see, okay, that's where you and I agree.
Scares me more than anything else.
I don't know. I don't like the Fish Mooney character, but. That's just my opinion.
The way I see it is, I think I kind of agree with you, but for a different reason. I think that she has such a strong screen presence that she steals the scene whenever she's in it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So it distracts from the story, distracts from Gordon. This is basically his story. This is about Gordon.
Right. Right, right.
And so anytime that she appears, it's just kind of like, okay, what's she going to do and how's Gordon going to react versus what's Gordon going to do with her in the scene?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because the episodes that she's really not in are some of the episodes that I enjoy the most.
Right.
and then it's like, oh, this episode's got fish
this,
in it.
This week's episode.
Can I skip to the end?
Oh, man, this week's episode was awesome. I was cheering. It was great.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know that the episode's name is The Mask, and so I know that it kind of introduces the Black Mask character.
Yes.
So I was excited.
It does.
So I haven't yet.
If it introduces the Black Mask character, I am obviously not well versed enough in the world of Gotham to get that, because I didn't notice it.
All new. This is all new. No, this Black Mask, this history of the Black Mask, it's all new.
It's a
origin. Is that why I've not noticed anything? Because there's nobody in a mask yet.
The guy in the end, wears the mask, right?
The Japanese demon mask or whatever.
Him? I don't want to spoil it because you guys hate me for that, because I'm like, I don't think that is not the Black Mask.
We don't hate you. We just tease.
Well, I guess
we just.
It's not like
we just don't like spoilers.
Well, I just don't. I don't know. I just don't see that character as being a player. I thought he was a one-episode character.
Well, to be honest with you, Michael, I can understand that completely. Knowing the Batman genre as well as I do, I kind of was like, oh, that must be the Black Mask. But for someone who doesn't know the genre, I can totally understand your point of view. So, like, he's just kind of like, this episode's a villain.
Yeah, that's how it felt like, because Gordon handled him so easily.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Well, I mean, he's not...
Gordon's the hero. He's supposed to handle everybody.
Right,
but,
that's right.
But
that's
right. You know.
Anyway.
So what else? Anything else, John?
No, I think that's it. I can move on. Let's go to you, Michael.
Well, you know, weekly TV, Doctor Who finished for the season.
Yep.
Since none of you watch Doctor Who, and I don't think any of you are planning on continuing on into this.
No, that's not true.
No?
Yeah, that's not true. We're just really slow on catching up.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't. I've only seen episode one of this new season.
Well, in
and then the rest of it we recorded.
In episode one of the season, they did introduce the character Missy.
Missy, right.
And you find out who Missy really is. Okay. And
however, ask me about Torchwood.
Oh.
And I can answer all your questions.
Awesome. Yeah, you're all cut up on Torchwood.
See, I didn't actually like Torchwood.
You know
what?
I loved Torchwood. It was great.
That's like Michelle and I watch all the Torchwood episodes, and we don't watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's funny. Torchwood is great. I love it.
See, we recorded all of the Doctor Who episodes, but we're probably just going to binge watch them.
But I think it ended well. It really sets up the next season. You know, we knew that the character.
Well, it'll depend on what happens during the Christmas special.
Well, the Christmas
special
is going to be pretty awesome.
How many episodes has it been?
It's
12?
I believe 12. Yeah. So
wow, 12 episodes with that old dude?
We knew
we
knew that Clara was gonna be done with it at the end of this season. So
right.
She
or at least that was the rumor.
It was confirmed.
I don't think they officially was it confirmed.
Yeah, the very last episode
I'm still
of the
watching.
Season she's done. You know, she said her goodbyes.
I see.
But it's
I'm
not
still
as,
watching Tenet.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh,
Rose.
Wow, you're way behind.
No, Rose. I don't want to leave Rose. I love her.
Yeah, so, but that was pretty cool. And then, you know, I watched all the TV this week. So even though I've been studying hard for my new job, trying to study up for my Series 7, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Going to be rough, but I think I'll pass. I just need
Did
to
you
stop.
Watch
what?
Flash?
Yes,
Hello?
I
did
watch
Flash,
Flash this week.
Flash?
Yep, I did watch
this week. I haven't seen the new episode of this week's. I haven't seen this week's episode yet.
I think it's
I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
It's a power reveal. Is that a spoiler?
Oh, for the Flash?
Yeah, it's a power reveal for the Flash. Yeah, he determines
don't,
that...
Wait. Don't spoil it.
...to do things.
Well, I know that, like, the trailer, or, like, the trailer for the episode shows that he can, you know, essentially run up walls and, ignore gravity.
I didn't realize that was... That's
no,
spoiler,
that's like, yeah. Oh, no, that's like, they show that in, like, the trailer.
Oh, did? Okay,
like,
I didn't know that.
It's so, coming next episode.
Because he was, you know, yeah, running up walls is one of the three or four things they kind of showed him doing in that episode that are pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler episode, but I just wanted to comment on that since I know Michael watched that. This can kind of tie into his week in geek.
Sure.
But I'm starting to come around to Flash. You know, I've been kind of like on the fence with him. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm starting to really like it, and I'll tell you why. Because they're treating this show. Finally, like a superhero show.
Yes.
Yes.
They aren't treating it like oh, he's kind of this, you know, like Smallville. He's kind of a troubled teen show.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
After 10 seasons? Come on!
Barry actually...
Where's his freaking super suit?
Yeah. Barry has his super suit, and he specifically states, I want to be a hero. I want to help people.
Yeah.
I want to
not only that, but for example, Arrow, he's kind of the reluctant kind of...
Yeah, you know, he's the anti-hero.
He, the Hood or whatever like that.
Yeah, he's the Hood all season one.
And, you know,
he's
of course,
still not
the Flash
Green
is still
Arrow.
A streak. The Flash is still a streak. But
we know he's going to become the Flash. because in episode one,
they're not shying. You know, you're right. Shows that. But they're not shying around the fact that he has superpowers and he is a superhero. See,
correct.
The other shows, Smallville, Arrow, are basically focusing on developing the character so you can kind of get to know the character and understand the nitty gritty and kind of why he would make decisions as he does. But The Flash is just like, he's a superhero, you know? We're just going to jump into this, and he can go super fast and run up walls. Watch it.
It's cool.
Yeah, right. You know?
And I like and I like how they
I find
figure
that
it out.
Refreshing.
Yeah. And talking about superhero shows, we'll talk about Arrow for a second. They did officially reveal the outfit for the Black Canary.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be
it's
cool.
It's coming up in like
it's
episode 10
Yeah, it's coming up in
like
this
that,
season.
Where she actually...
Where she
is going to become
she
the
becomes,
Black Canary.
I know. It's like, I was totally, oh, she's going to be the Black Canary. Because I was like, she was Canary, but not Black Canary. I was a little confused. And I was like, oh, when it all happened, it made sense. So,
They set it all up rather nicely. Because in the comic series, Lauren is actually, she really is the Black Canary in the comics. And when it was Sarah instead.
Everybody was
But we knew that Lauren was the one of the characters in this, they're like, okay, eventually she's going to become the Black Canary. So how's that going to work?
Right.
So, you know, Sarah dies and, you know, she kind of like literally passes on the mantle by giving her jacket and that kind of thing. What's that?
Barry's going to kill us if we don't finish this week in Geek.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's
right.
Okay. Keep going.
But, you know,
are you done, Michael?
Yeah, I'm done. Go
Come
ahead.
On.
I haven't had a lot. It's like D&D, TV, sure. Some Final Fantasy. Keep going.
I only have one thing. I'll just do it quick. JLA Comics, Justice League of America, recently got hold of the 1997 through 2006 run. It's like 120 comics.
Ooh.
And so, well, not all of them, but I'm not reading all of them, but the major storylines like The Rock of Ages and Trial by Fire, you know, the trade paperback stuff.
Right, right.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm really appreciating the JLA for the first time. I've always been a fan of the Avengers and the X-Men. But now as an adult, I'm like, I'm super, I mean, it just is like, it's got to be cool for a reason, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's got all of the
obviously, big characters. It's been around forever. And so I'm just trying to figure out for myself why and what's the draw. So I've gone back to the JLA, reading the most popular. That's what I did with the Fantastic Four. I went back to the
most popular.
Popular stories. And then I go back from there if I'm interested.
Right.
Right. And so that's what I'm doing now. I started with JLA number one. See, they had the Justice League, but then they just have a comic titled JLA, which is Justice League of America, which started in 1997 with issue number one. That's where I started. And so far it's kind of like, if this is, what's his name? Who writes it? He writes the Batman. A lot of Batman stories. What's his name?
Bendis?
No, that's Marvel.
Sorry.
Grant Morrison.
Morrison, okay.
Yeah. And so this was his first big run. And so this is where he kind of came into his own. And before he moved over to like Batman and became known for his Batman stories.
Right.
So yeah. Cool. I can definitely see how he treats Batman as like
the cool one,
the main character. Everyone else has these superpowers, but Batman is the man.
That's right.
So that's what I'm doing. Go ahead, John.
Nice. Oh, John went. Barry.
I'm done. Barry.
Hi.
He's here.
Sorry. I'm not talking a lot because I'm at a hotel with really bad connection and I'm worried that it's going to ruin our sound. So when I'm actually talking, all of you are going to be like 10 seconds later. So if you're wondering where I was, that's where I was. D&D, of course, on Saturday. And I'm on a business trip, so I haven't, you know, watched a lot of anything, or but what I have been doing on my free time, you know, with layovers, with flights, and you know, free time in, you know, in the my hotel room, is I'm playing Hearthstone again.
Nice.
Yeah, hey, so,
yeah, that'll tie into today's big announcement.
Yeah. So, but with, you know, like Ryan and I have said that, you know, we were both really into Hearthstone when it came out, and then we kind of petered out because it really became a, you know, they say it's not, but it really is kind of
pay-to-win
scenario.
Sure.
And it started losing its appeal a little bit, but now I'm just like, you know, I'm not even going to think about that. I just want to play it to have fun. I've been having a great time just sitting here playing people, but I've noticed that there are, you know, I've been able to play, you know, 'cause I do the ranked battles. So I'm obviously ranked with people that are along my same caliber or whatever. But it's also interesting because everyone at the beginning of this season, you know, the session is every month they do it, and everyone starts their ranks over. And so sometimes you get put up against people that are possibly, you know, beginning again. You know, you have these people that are originally can make it all the way down to, like, the lower ranks with their awesome decks, but they're just starting for the month. And so I played against this one guy that he obviously had this powerhouse deck. And I was just like, but we're ranked technically the same because he probably just started this month as well. And he tore me a new one. It was just like, yep. I ran into my first person that actually has a gold character. Meaning that they have won over 500 matches with that character in ranked battle.
Wow.
So that's pretty, and it was cool because, like, the outline of their character was gold, their little power symbol was gold, went, you know, and everything. It was kind of cool in that aspect, and it was kind of amazing to see some of the stuff that he pulled out.
You knew you were in for a beating.
Yeah, once I saw that, yeah. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so dead.
I would think that they would do a better job with matchmaking.
Well, it balances out after, like, well, it
I mean,
doesn't balance out, but
Kent,
those guys
yeah.
quickly move on. And
yeah,
so you'll never
Kent
see them
system,
again.
Can't the system, isn't the matchmaking system supposed to match you up with somebody that's similar to you, like how many wins and losses and,
you know, I'm
that kind of stuff?
I'm honestly not sure. But
it should.
I have some contacts with Blizzard. I will ask them.
I would just think, I don't know. Because, see, that was, like, I played Hearthstone as well, and that was one of the things that I immediately got turned off by, is that I would go in and I would get matched up against somebody that had, like, a bazillion wins and hardly any losses, and they would just beat me. And, like, before I could even play a card, it felt like I was already dead, you know, because they have these huge, they have these huge combos and,
like,
yeah, things that I'm just like, dude, yeah, I'm like, what the? So yeah, that's why I stopped playing, because I was like, come on, you got it. There's got to be a better matchmaking system than that.
However. Well, I will continue to play with my new free card packs from the collector's edition of Warlords of Draenor.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what you were talking
about?
Leading into that,
let's go into our next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
Here on The Weekly Geek.
The Weekly Geek.
Yeah, we talk about geeky news. And Ryan, tell us about your geeky news with the Warlords of Draenor.
Okay. Well, Blizzard has released Warlords of Draenor, and they had a huge the nerds who were paying attention, their campaign to promote the show. They built, like, amazing sculptures of, like, Garrosh Hallscream that they did debuted at BlizzCon two weekends ago. And then they also had this huge real taxi cab with
a gigantic axe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I saw that.
Yeah, and they had that in Times Square, and it was like they were really promoting this, and they were really proud of the Warlords of Draenor expansion, which was officially released today.
Yeah, officially released today. I have lots of friends who went and got it on their lunch break.
And people have already people are already at the new level cap.
Yeah, 100.
Yes.
I was reading that article today that it was just released today. People are already capped out.
Yes, people
like, what?
Level to 100 in 4 hours.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, people. Come on. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game. Crazy. That's the way they
enjoy
the game.
That's how they enjoy the game. That's right.
And so my wife pre-ordered the collector's edition, and it got here today. And my kids were totally pumped to have their instant level 90s.
Woo!
Oh, really?
That was part of the...
Wow.
If you bought the game at all, you got an instant level 90.
That's cool.
Yes, you get one free level 90 character fully decked out in level-appropriate gear.
Right.
And so my daughter made like a female troll, I think, hunter. Maybe it was female orc hunter.
Troll.
And then my son made it like a gnome, level 90 gnome. So they had fun playing that. They were a little upset they didn't get the flying skill for free, which is kind of like, what? Yeah, it was surprising to me.
You're level 90 and you can't fly
And
yet.
You can't fly, yeah. So you now have to buy it for 6,000 gold, but they're assuming that most of the people playing are going to have that, and it leveling up from like say level 85 to 90, you're going to get 6,000 gold in the process anyway,
right?
Enough to cover your costs of flying. So I haven't actually played it yet. I've got the collector's.
I was going to ask you.
I renewed my because. Remember me saying that I canceled my subscription?
That it was going to completely go out on your birthday, but you weren't sure.
Right. So I got an extra 30 days. So I'm going to play with the expansion and see how that goes and where it takes me.
Yeah, you have a whole new content
to
explore.
New dungeons.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, that's cool, but talking about Hearthstone again really fast, I'll have to admit that I'm playing right now.
I know you were. I saw you log in.
No, it's cool. Yeah, before I forget, the collector's edition, I don't know if other editions do, but the collector's edition comes with 3 card packs for Hearthstone.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
That's cool. Well, and we were talking about, like, you know, people that have Uber decks. I just played someone, and he was playing a giant deck, and I only know that it's called a giant deck and the cards and the way he was playing because I was able to watch some of the Hearthstone tournaments, the World Championship tournaments during BlizzCon, and he was whipping out some of these cards that those professional players had, and I was just like. Yep, but I played to the end. Because I wanted to see what else he pulled out.
Yeah,
so
I want to see what else he has.
Like, I'm interested. Well, he pulled out this card that turned him into a different character.
Oh, yeah, was he a warlock?
He was like a big red demon-looking guy. But
warlocks can do that. I don't know who else can.
And his ability was, to summon a 6/6 effort like demon, and I was just like, "What? Like that's mean." But it was, but I said, I'm to that point now where I'm like, I'm just playing to have fun. That's cool that those people have those awesome things, and now I look at it as like, ooh, I want to see what these people have rather than like, oh, this is gonna stink. So I'm trying to have a positive attitude.
Yeah, so about BlizzCon, I noticed something. They usually have their PvP tournament, and apparently they're having a Hearthstone tournament. And PvP, despite how much I like it and how much I enjoy it, I completely suck at it. So I enjoy running around the dungeon, the battlegrounds, and just kind of like maybe killing one person before I die. I try. I just don't. I think I'm like 30 years too old or something like that. But but one of the things that I can get into is that I saw, I don't know if it was the first time this year, but it was the first time I noticed that they have raid tournaments.
Oh, interesting.
Where it's a PvE tournament. It's, you know, it's timed tournament, how fast you can get through
like
the
how fast you can
raid
get
content.
The raid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, they did something similar for the Fan Fest for Final Fantasy XIV, is where they would have these new elite bosses, and they would get people from each server, and if they could pass the boss in a certain amount of time, then that whole server would get like a trinket item for free. So,
oh, that's cool.
And generally, they get really good teams to represent the different servers, and so pretty much everybody always gets it. But it's still pretty cool that they have these tournaments at their conventions.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I just want to.
It was pretty awesome.
I want to touch on something that Ryan said jokingly, but it's true about these, you know, professional players of these games. They are younger, and it, you know, because I was watching a lot of the Hearthstone players, and I don't think I saw a white guy or any other ethnicity rather than an Asian person. Not that I'm, you know, saying bad things, but it was just interesting to see the demographic of people that are playing.
Did you? Well, I was going to say, did you see the World Championships for League of Legends?
That's not Blizzcon.
I know it's not Blizzcon, but I was just mentioning professional. You mentioned professional players, and I was thinking, well, they had the League of Legends World Championship, and the guy who won, was a Korean who, after he won, he's like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to retire from professional gaming because I make so much money off of my multimedia.
His YouTube.
Yeah, off of his YouTube channel and his Twitch.
His Twitch.
Right, know. His Twitch
Yeah,
channel.
He makes so much money off of his Twitch. Yeah. He's
he
like,
need to
I don't need to be sponsored
anymore.
Yeah, I don't need to compete. I'll just play and people can take their tips
just
from
crazy.
Me. I'm like, wow, this, you know, 20-year-old kid.
As an interesting side note to that, Barry, that the winner of the BlizzCon Live Raid was their group was Method. That was their team name. And they're all white.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Barry's talking about, to be honest.
I'm not exactly sure.
Most of the people that I see that are competing in these things are just like white teenage kids.
Depending on the game. I mean,
Have you seen StarCraft?
StarCraft's all Koreans.
Yeah. They're all Korean.
And the League of Legends, like, half were Korean.
I think it's a genetic thing with where they can their hands and their brains can
just
work.
They're just made to be awesome.
It's like 250 moves per minute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
No, it's got to be genetic. Because there are people who play all day long and they're white nerds.
Yeah.
It's never be that good.
It's like me. I was just saying, I play
a lot.
PvP consistently and studied it and did everything right, and I sucked.
You're still not, So, I mean, it really is. It's all about, you know, you can study it all you want to. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to study how to be a professional sprinter, and I can study this, I can study that, but Usain Bolt is still going to kick my butt.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how much I study. You know, it's just not in my cards to run as fast as he can.
Right. Just accept it and move on.
That's
Find your niche.
That's right.
Well, I don't need to be a professional player to enjoy it.
Well, that's true. You don't have to be to enjoy
but
it.
I was just interested about the general demographic of professional players, like their age. their ages and you
well, know, it also depends. It also depends on the game itself and the type of game that it is. Like if you watch like fighting games, like tournaments for like Street Fighter or whatever tournaments. You know, it's like a completely different demographic than watching a racing sim
or
tournament.
Watching the sports tournaments on like football and basketball.
Yeah, like
video
football
game
and basketball. You know, it's a totally different.
Oh,
it
yeah.
depends. It completely depends on the game itself, and you know which demographic you're going to see that's going to rise to the top of the.
I think John makes an ending comment.
I just don't know. I just don't know if you know a commentator, if a commentator will ever say, "These athletes are so great." I wouldn't really consider them athletes.
They're not even athletes.
It's a sport. If they are competing in a sport, they are athletes.
I would call it a competition, not a
competitor.
Competitor.
It's gonna happen.
Well, they're called.
It will slip.
They're called. It'll slip. They're called esports now. It's not a competition anymore. They are esports.
Esports. Really?
Yeah, that's what they're called now. Electronic
esports.
Sports.
Yeah, esports.
E-gads.
All right. Enough about Blizzard.
Not enough about Blizzard? I mean, come on.
Overwatch.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about Overwatch last week.
We barely touched on it though, but oh. I'm sorry. I'm super excited for that game.
It reminds me of like
Team Fortress
with
2, right.
Yeah,
It's different.
But it is
different.
But yeah.
See, but it's a first-person competitive shooter, which means I'll never play it.
I'm awful at those games. If there's a story, but if it's only competitive, Then I might not even play it because it's just like
If there was like a single player aspect to it, but it's not. It's going to be
it's
competitive
just gonna be,
only.
Yeah. It's going to be
That's why I don't play Team Fortress.
I'm going to play it because I loved competing in Counter-Strike when I was in the clan. So
yeah, it was fun.
Well,
I was awful at it.
I played lots of Call of Duty. But doesn't mean I'm good at it.
There's so many different occupations, though. One thing that I loved when I played Mag, when I played Mag, I loved to be the healer, the medic, just running around healing people. And there's that option with Overwatch is you can be the healer, and I'm like,
you could be the support.
Yeah, I like playing support. That's why I like playing my mage.
Right, there you go.
Well, all right.
Dun, dun, dun. I killed the conversation.
So
that's right.
John.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about NASA.
Well, it's not NASA.
Okay. Well, tell us about space.
Science. So this week culminated in like a major event in the space science community. The European Space Agency, for the last 10 years, they launched a probe to catch up to a comet. The name of the comet is 67P, you know, just a generic comet name. But 10 years ago, they launched this probe to go and chase this comet. Well, they finally caught up to this comet.
Yeah, 10 years.
After 10 years later, they finally caught up to this comet. And right now, I remember saying that they're like 300 million miles away. So, and this comet is just kind of tooling around. So okay. That in and of itself is awesome. The fact that they launched this probe and
the mathematics alone blows my brain.
And now they're flying alongside this comet and just studying it and everything. But to add the icing on top of the cake, part of their mission was to launch a lander to actually land on the comet and get additional science from the surface of the comet itself. So two nights ago, they were successful in their launching of this lander, which landed on the surface of 67P. And so they watched it live.
Yes, I watched it live. Yay me.
So they are now starting to get pictures and science and data from the surface of this comet.
Yeah.
And so
something interesting about the landing is when it landed, it kind of bounced, and then they landed it, and because of the bounce, it unfortunately has landed in a interesting spot. It's kind of next to a cliff, and because of that, they deployed the solar panels, but because it's next to this cliff, instead of getting the 6 to 7 hours of sunlight that they were expecting, it's only getting about an hour and a half of sunlight.
Right.
And so the German engineers who created the solar panels and the battery systems are like, well, we hope we can do what we can because we're not going to get that full recharge each power cycle.
Right.
So they're not going to get the, I was like, what, 6.5 hours or something like that of power to do a lot of their experiments. So they're going to have to do it over a longer period of time because of power issues.
Yeah, from what I understand, the way that it's supposed to work is that it's going to go off of its initial battery,
right?
And it's going to run for so many.
Yeah,
I think like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
or something
it's like
that.
62 hours of battery life or something like that they have left.
And then it's going to rely on the solar powers for a while, and then eventually that is going to. Not work anymore because
it is an expendable probe in the long run.
The cool thing is though is that even if the lander is called the Philae, even if for some reason the Philae wasn't successful in its landing,
they still have
the Rosetta satellite that's tracking the comet. Actually, 80% of the science is coming from the Rosetta satellite.
Exactly.
The other 20% was going to be from what they could get from the lander.
Philae, yeah.
From Philae. So even if for some reason it never worked at all, they're still going to get 80% of what they were after. But, you know, they're just happy to get whatever they can. And the fact that they chased down this comet and landed a lander on a comet.
It
sounds
so science fiction.
It's total science fiction.
You know what bugs me about this whole situation? What bugs me about this whole situation is something epically historic has just happened for science. And everybody's instead talking about Kim Kardashian's butt.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate social media.
Well,
having something educational and inspirational for humankind, you know, everybody's like, oh, look what happened to the, you know,
I like the comment that the oatmeal comic made is that we've managed to land a rocket on a comet, you know, with harpoons and whatnot, but it still takes me 3 times to parallel park.
Yeah. It's so true. It's like, The math involved to make sure everything went off. I mean,
it was kind of hilarious when I was watching it live. These, you know, they're scientists and they are completely new to being on camera.
Oh, sure.
So
they don't have very many social graces.
Right. These are like complete social, you know, shut-ins. It was cute because they were excited that they'd done this thing, and then they're like, "Oh, we have to talk to somebody. Which microphone do we use? Oh, we're live now." And 10 seconds later, "We're live now." Like, yes, you're live. Say, we made it, and then move on.
Right.
So it was just
that was pretty cool. That was pretty big, you know. And of course, in my line of work, you know, we kind of keep an eye on things like that. So it was a pretty big thing to congratulate the European Space Agency for their successful mission.
While we're talking science, John, Tell me about this whole GoPro in a big orb of water that they...
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, I watched the video, but it was such a huge deal. And I'm, now, the thing is I know you're the one in charge of the feed for that, correct?
Well, no, that was something that they just recorded privately. They just did it. They just recorded it on the camcorder and then just moved the file onto the one of their laptops, and then it just got downloaded there.
Okay. But still, eventually it comes through you, right? Pretty much anything.
But we were aware of them playing around and doing it, but it actually occurred sometime during the summer. I don't remember exactly when it was that they did it.
Oh, okay.
And so I had kind of forgotten about it. And then all of a sudden I saw the video. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. So it was pretty fun to actually see that because, Steve Swanson, he was the commander on the ISS at that time. And, he actually came through, and I got to meet with him and talk to him for a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that picture
a couple weeks ago
on your Facebook.
Oh yeah, I remember the photos.
Well, those were different. Oh, those were other people.
Oh, okay.
This was more recent.
Oh, okay.
All astronauts look the same to me.
They all wear those blue jumpsuits.
Yeah, no, it was funny because when he came through, he wasn't wearing his flight suit. He was just in t-shirt and jeans.
Sweet.
He's just
hanging
chilling.
Out.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But yeah, that was pretty awesome to see, and it's so amazing. Science is just awesome, and I love being a part of the space science community and just seeing all of the cool things that they do and all of the stuff that they continue to do, which honestly, I mean, it's just gonna get even more. I mean, we talk about how landing a lander on a comet is science fiction. I mean, we're talking about going to Mars and sending astronauts to Mars and landing astronauts on an asteroid.
Not only that, but then you have, the company who is going to now start flying all the people up to the International Space Station on their commercial, spaceships, where they just fly up and fly down. Yeah. Well, no, that was Virgin. Yeah, that was a different company.
Well, no, the Cygnus orbital did. They were the one. Yeah. It's a freaking huge. It's a freaking huge rocket.
Oh no, I'm not talking about the rocket. I thought Ryan was referring to the Virgin. That blew up as well.
Both, there was
like
the rocket,
after
and there
the
was
rocket.
the commercial shuttle that crashed. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's another commercial group besides Virgin that got the contract.
The interesting thing about that is that's one area where a disaster like that happens, and then people just like, we need to go forward.
Right.
And if that was to happen in, say, like football, where like someone broke their neck and died, the entire system would shut down for weeks. Which is on one hand, I can understand why they do that, but on the other hand, every time there's a shutdown, there's like a shutdown on innovation and forward momentum of creativity and stuff like that. So it's kind of an interesting aspect about the science space.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we just keep trucking. Well, cool.
Speaking things like that.
Ahead. Speaking of science, John has to get to work.
Oh, that's right. So I actually have to go to work tonight.
Let's go to geeky trivia.
Yeah, we kind of geeked out on the science this week. That's kind of new.
Blizzard and science.
Yeah, Blizzard and science. So,
all right,
I think Ryan's on strictly this week.
Geeky trivia. I paid 2.5 pages of stuff that I wrote down on paper.
Wow. Whoa, awesome.
I was very old school today.
Nice.
And Today's Geeky Trivia is brought to you by na 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 na
Batman.
Cool. This is Batman trivia from comics and movies and television. Very cool. Wow. From television, because I personally do not like television. Anyway.
The 60s Batman was, Adam Wood. All right.
I just wrote, there's no order. I just kind of wrote these down randomly.
All right.
Let me get some papers so I can keep track of scores. Now, question number one, if I can read my own handwriting. What year was the very first Batman movie?
Wait.
Say that again. You cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What year was the first Batman movie?
1986.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
The first movie actually predates even Adam West. It was 1943.
Whoa, cool. I didn't know that.
It was
a trick question.
Crazy old. All right. What is Penguin's real name?
Oswald Chesterfield Cobblepot.
Yes. Oswald Cobblepot, yeah.
Who voiced Batman in 7 different cartoons?
Kevin Conroy.
Correct, Barry.
Boo.
Didn't he also do the video games?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
he did some.
Tim Daly also did some, and so did some. I'm not going to answer those. Cause
cool.
You can answer those.
They're trivia questions. Tim Daly.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Who got shot during The Killing Joke?
Robin.
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon is correct.
That's how she got paralyzed. Yeah.
Correct. Which bad guy never fought Batman? Multiple choice. Which bad guy never fought Batman?
Catwoman.
Clayface, Zsasz, Catwoman, Tigra.
Zsasz.
Huh.
Oh, I said Catwoman and he didn't say anything.
Tigra.
Oh, that's funny. Huh. I was going to say Tiger, but that was
Tigra
just going to be...
Tigra is Wonder Woman's arch enemy.
Oh, okay. Sneaky. I guess
Where did Harley Quinn meet Joker?
At the Arkham Asylum. She was his therapist.
Correct.
Arkham Asylum.
Oh. Okay.
This is correct.
Yay.
Where was Harley first introduced?
In the animated series.
That would be Barry again.
Oh, I thought I got that.
Oh. Yeah.
That
was pretty close. I'll give you a point. What was Barbara Gordon's nickname?
Babs.
Correct, John.
Oh. Babs.
What was... After leaving Batman, what name did Dick Grayson take?
Nightwing.
John Nightwing.
Oh. Hey, have you guys watched that series?
No.
Oh.
I watched the first episode. That was the online show, right?
Yeah, the YouTube series.
Yeah.
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
So
I didn't know it was...
The whole series is done.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, you can binge watch the whole thing.
Next question. Who broke Batman's back?
Bane.
John with Bane.
John barely beat me out, I guess.
Which Robin was killed by Joker?
Dick Grayson. No.
Nope.
Jason Todd.
Barry. Jason Todd.
Barry beat me out.
What profession was Dick Grayson before he was Robin?
Acrobat.
Yeah,
trapeze artist.
Trapeze. Oh, dang. I said acrobat, I guess.
What?
Trapeze artist. That would be technically correct.
Well, anything related to I would have taken. So I didn't hear you, Michael, unfortunately. You're Flying Graysons. I'll give you a point for Flying Graysons.
Oh, okay. Yay. They're going to be on Gotham.
Pity points. No. Oh. Okay. Who developed the venom capable of turning men into beasts?
Bane. Oh, no, man into beasts.
Didn't develop it. He used it. Who developed it?
The doctor. Yeah. It was Man Bat.
No.
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 No, 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 no. It was developed by, well.
It was developed by Wayne Enterprises. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't remember who developed it.
I don't know. Hugo Strange.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
Is that Doctor Strange? No, 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 no.
What is the name of his wife? Oh, shut up.
What?
What is the name of Mr. Freeze's wife? We got Laura, Nora, or Emily.
Nora.
Nora.
All right, John with Nora. That's a half point because I had to give you multiple choices.
Yeah.
John beat me, but yeah, when you hear it, you know it.
Who created Batman?
Bob Kane.
Hall.
John Bob Kane.
Cool.
Page number two. Which of these villains, multiple choice, which of these villains was introduced first in the comic book series?
Penguin.
We got Riddler, Penguin, Mr. Freeze, or Catwoman?
Oh, Riddler was introduced first.
No, that wasn't. Wait. Which one was introduced first?
Yes, which of these villains was introduced first? Riddler, Penguin, Freeze, Catman. Catwoman.
I'm going to stick with my Catman first one and say Penguin.
I'm going to guess Catwoman.
John's correct with Catwoman. Catwoman, 1940. Penguin, 41. Riddler, 48. And Mr. Freeze, 59.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know it was that early.
Oops, I gave Michael a point. I have to erase that.
Not even a PP. Wow.
No points for you. All right. Name an actress that has played Catwoman.
Jane Turner.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Halle Berry.
Okay, we got Pfeiffer. No. Berry. Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry. Oh, wait. Anne Hathaway. Dang it. Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar, correct.
And then there's the girl who plays Selina Kyle in the Gotham TV show. I don't know her name.
I have that down.
I know, but I can't remember her name.
I don't know what her name is.
Dang it.
Her name is Cameron Bicondova.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, she's got a weird name. All right. What year did Batman first appear in comics?
1940.
39.
39, John.
Oh, come on.
Which supporting character has been with Batman?
Robin?
Since
Alfred.
Alfred. Dang it.
Yeah, call me Alfred Pennyworth.
You were all wrong.
What?
Oh.
Gordon.
Gordon. Oh, and Commissioner Gordon. Dang it.
Yep. Who played Batman's love interest in the 1989 Batman?
Nicole Kidman. No.
Oh.
Dang it.
Kim Basinger.
Dang it.
Yes, Michael.
Yes.
I couldn't remember her name.
I had to think of it.
I knew that was going to be a trick question. What other names is Batman known as?
The Dark Knight.
Caped Crusader.
Michael. Barry.
Bruce Wayne.
Justice.
That's not Batman.
I am Justice.
I am the Knight. I am Justice. I am Batman.
You're a loony.
Okay, is that it?
All
right.
Bats.
I don't know.
Joker just calls them bats.
Bats? Yeah, I have bats down.
Ooh, good job.
Bats also, Harley also calls them bats or B-Man. He's also known as the world's greatest detective. The Bat, B-Man. He is part of the dynamic duo.
Oh, that's cool.
He's also known as the Winged Avenger.
That's right. Oh, dang.
In fact, those were his early years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is Two-Face's real name?
Harvey Dent.
Dang
Harvey
it.
Dent. What is the Catwoman's real name?
Selena Kyle.
Selena Kyle.
Ooh, John Barry. Barry Ty.
Okay, I was a little bit slower, I guess.
You were a little slow.
Yeah.
What? Who played Harvey Dent in the 1989 movie?
Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
No.
No. No. It was
in the 1989 movie.
Lando Calrissian.
Wait.
Yes. Ah,
what's his name?
Oh my gosh! Why can't I think of his name? Either.
His name is Billy D. Williams.
Oh god! Oh, I can't believe I just totally blanked out on his name.
In the 1989 movie, what does Joker ask his prey?
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale
moonlight? Pale moonlight.
Me, Barry.
Barry started. I'll give him Barry.
Yeah, he started it.
Who directed the 1989 movie?
Tim Burton. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. I thought that was Barry.
It was a tie, according to Skype lighting up your voices. All right. What is Riddler's real name?
Edward.
I'll give Michael a point and John a point. All right. Because John said it, Hedward, which was
yeah.
Wrong. And then Michael jumped in with Edward, but you both finished at the same time, so I'll give you a point. All right. All right. I was thinking about doing this as a trick question, but I'll just say it how it's written. What is Alfred's?
Alfred Pennyworth.
This is correct.
I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, you cut out. What was the question?
Oh, sorry.
John,
what is Alfred's
thing?
What?
What is Alfred's name?
Alfred's last name.
Pennyworth.
Right.
Yes, for a 5-point bonus.
Ooh.
What was his original last name before it was changed to Pennyworth?
What? Dimeworth?
Beagle.
Ah,
way better.
Now you know why
Weird.
They changed it. All right. Which actor only played in 2 films?
Michael Keaton.
Correct.
Oh.
Was that Michael?
Yeah, that was Barry.
Barry?
Barry.
All right. What is the 1989 movie? What is the Joker's real name?
Oh.
Jack?
Nicholson.
Close. Napier. All right.
Oh, okay.
Batman first kissed a girl in what film?
Batman Returns.
No.
No?
He kissed a Catwoman.
Batman Forever.
What? I thought he kissed the Catwoman in Batman Returns.
No. I guess not.
In how many of the films has Batman's symbol been yellow?
3.
You're just guessing.
He just totally guessed. Was that right?
Wasn't it the first 3? Right? 5.
Wait.
5.
I didn't hear the whole question.
I'm going to say
how many films has Batman's symbol been yellow?
Oh, symbol.
Yeah.
I thought you said
symbol. Symbol.
Because I figured the original. And then
2.
Then
I say 2.
The Batman and Batman Returns.
John
right?
said 2 first. He wins.
Yes. Yeah, Batman and Batman Returns.
Correct.
His symbol's not yellow in the original.
No, his symbol's not yellow in any of the others.
That's right.
Sorry. It's like just part of the suit.
I was,
it's just the black
I was,
part.
Yeah.
Of
For some reason, I was thinking the Adam West one was yellow.
All right. Anyway. This one's easy. You'll get it. It's a speed question. Hopefully, I come through without breaking up. What is the name of the mental facility in Gotham?
Arkham Asylum.
John.
Yeah.
John said it first.
Boo. Yep,
it was close, but I heard John first.
Are you almost done?
John, yeah, I've got 2 more questions.
All right.
Who was Harvey Dent before he was Two-Face? What was Harvey Dent?
District Attorney. Attorney General, District Attorney.
Next. What were the names of Bruce's parents?
Barbara, Martha, and
Thomas and Martha.
Dang it.
Now, the final question.
Dun, 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 dun.
You can shout in with your answers. Name any actor that has played Batman.
Christian
Michael Keaton,
Adam
Val
Kilmer,
George Clooney,
Christian Bale, Ben Affleck.
Good job, Kevin Conroy.
Correct.
Tim Daly.
Correct.
Now you're talking about the animated stuff I don't know about. I got
Tim Daly's son.
And we're done. You forgot Adam West.
Jerk.
No, I already
said
Adam West.
Oh, you did?
Somebody
okay.
said
Michael.
It.
Okay. Yeah. You get a point. Yeah.
Somebody
all right,
did
all right.
say it. I heard Adam West.
I got Christian Bale and all.
Batman. Let me add up the points here. We got 10.
I'm pretty sure John won this one.
I don't know.
Barry, okay, Michael comes in with 13. Barry comes in with 13.
Woo!
And John with 18.
Yeah!
John is the winner of the Batman trivia for this week.
Yay!
Trivia, geeky trivia.
Sweet. Thanks, guys, for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net on our Facebook page, Twitter page, all over social media. Contact us, email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your questions or anything you'd like to tell us. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.